So Moses is asking, what if they do not believe me or listen to me and say, the Lord did not appear to you? I think this is a credibility question. And I think that's something that even ourselves, we should, when we are pointed into leadership, it is something that we need to handle. Even as we seek the buy-in of the people, it's important to be aware there is a credibility gap. You have been one of us. How come you are now trying to lead us? You don't come from royalty like me. I'm from royalty. How come you want to be my boss? There are many, many credibility issues that come up. So you can see Moses is a thinker. And he has looked at it and said, yeah, I've understood my project. I've understood what I'm going to do. But where will I begin? My team, my own team, even before going to Pharaoh, will not believe in me. I think you also need to understand that it's not enough to be called a leader. It's not a title. Title is not enough. Maybe you can be, when you become a title, you are a manager. To become a leader, in other words, to have people willingly follow you, it will be important that God, in his own way, creates credibility. And the snake becoming a stake, or the stake becoming a snake, is a way of showing that Moses has no capacity to do it. So God, who has made him do it, must have sent him. He is creating credibility for you. Why don't you go to him to ask him to help you to create credibility, such that despite the fact that some of the people who are following you are more capable, more credible than you, God will make them trust you and be willing to walk with you.